Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a wonderful blustery Tuesday afternoon. Whether you're...
Sun's out. Sun's out right now.
Give it time. Give it 5 minutes.
Half inch of rain coming tomorrow.
Whether you're listening on 1080 AM or watching on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. And thanks to everybody who came out to A-Lin-A last week. We're back at it again Thursday and Friday. We will be down at X Golf Tualatin on Thursday.
Let's go.
From noon to 7, Dusty and I will be broadcasting live, followed by Isaac and Suk at the Tualatin location Thursday afternoon. Then we bump over Friday afternoon to the Vancouver location, where, again, we will be live from noon to 7, where we have you covered for all of the March Madness goodness.
Come down, hang out, swing some sticks.
Fill the bays.
Have a good time.
George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law and Coors Light presents Fan Madness. Come on down there and hang out with us. Watch some tournament basketball, have some drinks, have some food. Hop on the golf sims and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Fan Madness is presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make them pay. Reminder is also brought to you by Coors Light. Nonstop action, nonstop chill. Coors Light. Reminder, celebrate responsibly.
Really quick here, this just popped up on my timeline.
What you got?
Have you been following the Diddy stuff going on?
Oh, yeah, no.
Being raided?
Yeah, home being raided because he's been linked in civil suits to sex trafficking and drugs.
There was footage of like his entourage being hauled out at gunpoint,
and
his two kids arrested, his drug dealer arrested, alleged drug mule arrested in Florida today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he's a former Syracuse basketball player.
Wait, did he or the drug mule?
Where did Glenn Baby, Big Baby Davis go?
This is from Syracuse.com. Former Syracuse University basketball player Brendan Paul was arrested in Miami weeks after being accused in a lawsuit of being a drug mule for rapper Sean Diddy Combs.
When did he play at Syracuse?
He's 25 years old.
Oh, so he's dumb young.
He was charged with possession of cocaine and possession of a controlled substance, both felonies. And
the House of Cards is coming around Diddy.
His mugshot is something. Brendan Paul was one of like Bayhem's white guards that he had on his team, you know? And he has the two lines shaved into his eyebrow.
Of course.
While also still looking like somebody's accountant. I mean, it is...
That's impressive.
It's a look that he's got going on right now.
It almost looks like Ducks current guard Rigsby, just without the slashes in his eyebrows.
That's how I compare him to.
And not Diddy's drug mule.
No, yeah, obviously
and,
not.
And not Yeah. If,
I don't think anybody going to Oregon would be. The New York-Syracuse connection, jeez, that doesn't surprise me.
All right. Well, yeah, the sports connection is a former Syracuse guard now implicated as being Diddy's drug mule.
I mean, he's not. What? I mean, Big Baby Davis was running, what was it, through Vermont? He got pulled over with pounds of weed. Yeah, Big Baby was running drugs and also did porn.
What happened is, did he go to prison?
He ended up, I think, pleading out of it.
Oh, really?
Or paying a massive fine. But yeah, he got pulled over with a substantial amount of lettuce.
Well, like, we're talking Nate Newton type? Because remember Nate Newton, former Cowboys offensive lineman, 213 pounds of weed was in the car with him. And then he was pulled over with 175 more pounds of marijuana. Like, he got popped for 400 pounds of weed in, like, a two-month span.
No, Big Baby had to pay a $15,000 fine to avoid jail time, which, oh, okay, that's a relatively decent fine. But he had a briefcase with $92,000 and 4 ounces of weed.
4 ounces. I don't know. That
That's that not could, 213 pounds.
No, that could actually be.
That's
considered
all that was left.
Oh, so it wasn't just like.
No,
this.
I'm drawing the line. Sheesh. He had a briefcase with $92,000.
Sheesh.
I mean, what do you think happened here?
It wasn't just, I'm taking this with me to hang for a couple of weeks.
I feel like that was the little bit taken off. That was the VIG.
Wow.
Was the 4 ounces.
That's fair.
But yeah, not the first NBA player to be caught up, or basketball player to be caught up in this. Speaking of basketball players caught up in it, boy, do we have the dumbest person in sports. We thought it was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, which that's going another way. We were eventually going to hit this scandal sooner rather than later, that it came up as Jonte Porter. The odds on this, slim to none. For those that are unaware, Jonte Porter is, yes, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. So draw those lines.
Nathan Hale High School.
Indeed. He was on the Toronto Raptors under a two-way contract. He is now being investigated due to prop bets involving him on January 26th and March 20th. The league and multiple authorities are looking into this.
This is incredible. So what happened was DraftKings was like, hey,
there's some irregularities.
We are
here.
Getting a ton of money coming in on Jonte Porter prop bets.
Tens and twenties of thousands of dollars.
And they're hitting time and time again. Like, and what ended up happening was they're looking at two games in particular where Jonte Porter ended up playing a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. One, he left against Memphis because he got gouged in the eye, apparently, mm-hmm, and left after 4 injury. Minutes. The other one, he left a game early due to illness, mm-hmm, after playing just 3 minutes.
Of which he removed himself from both games.
And it was those two games, ton of money coming in on the under for him to hit his props.
And his unders were 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists combined.
And this is where you sit there and you go, how dumb do you have to be? Because obviously this isn't just him ponying up the money on his own. There's a DraftKings or the sports books, if it's one substantial bet, they'll be like, eh.
Somebody got lucky.
Okay. But if it is multiple bets on the same player, mm-hmm, and all of them cashing out, that's when you get the ding, 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 ding.
And this is what happens. So
this is akin to the Alabama baseball thing, though.
That's exactly
where
what
it's like
is.
Nobody bets on Alabama baseball. Nobody
who's betting
bets
on a two-way. Look, there's
nobody
degeneracy.
Nobody bets on Jonte Porter, yeah, over-unders.
No, and there's degeneracy, and then there's this. So for those that are unaware, there are watchdog agencies that are within the books. Like, they hire these firms that run algorithms that track betting patterns so that the books can win more. And it filters out and spits out the odd, hey, this is a strange betting pattern. You know how you log in on your phone? It has all your results. That's why the old pencil and paper, maybe if you were a dirty gambler, was the better way to go. The fact that it's all tracked now, it's a lot easier to catch people because you have the information.
DraftKings is not suspicious of me.
Yes. No, if you're continually losing, they love you. But what ended up happening is the next day, and they do like a you know, the sports book boss or their overseer or whoever the analytics guy is in charge of this gets a daily report. of last night's or yesterday's analysis across sports, the largest prop winner for that night was Jonte Porter across the entire NBA. Outlier. So when you get an outlier, you do the due diligence and then you go, because this is what happens with every bet like this. If there's something, it's like, hey, there's a weird spike here because they can see trend lines and they can pick things up and math all the way through it.
For
right?
sure.
Then you start digging into it. Okay, let's check these accounts. Oh, that's weird. These accounts are new. Mm. Or these accounts have never had this betting pattern before. This account in the past has only bet 1,000. This account in the past has only bet 500. Why sudden spike on such a very specific line? And then you start, I mean, you see the video from those games and you see him have the eye injury and feeling ill. And look, they can say alleged all they want. That man is guilty as sin. It's the only question becomes, are they going to suspend him for life?
And I think that it's at the discretion of both the NBAPA and or the NBA as a whole.
Yes.
So the NBA could do it on their own, and if the NBA opts not to do it, the NBAPA could be like, no, you're done. Then the weird part about all of this is that if you go to ESPN.com, it is the if you have to scroll down, it's the 18th story down.
Why
on the
is
main
that?
Page.
Because ESPN is brought to you by
ESPN Bets.
Hey!
But also, this comes a week after the NBA announced that they are going to put betting in their app.
In the League Pass app.
And so the NBA is just going, they got hit with a ton of criticism immediately after.
Because it's
that.
Insane, because it's not even faking the funk. That's the thing.
They're putting it in the league app. Like Major League Baseball, NFL, they don't do that.
No, you go to your gambling sites for that. Look, we all know what the reality is. We all do. Yeah. Gambling is taking over. It's becoming too big of a problem. Full disclosure. I placed bets up at A&A. I won money. I don't have a problem with gambling. And I'm not saying I don't have a gambling problem. I'm saying I don't have a problem with people laying bets. I also don't have a gambling problem.
Listen to that. He slip in the I won money. He's like, I won money.
I was positive, all right?
It
was great.
Money.
I was up. But I'm not bragging.
But on that note, we have gone way too far. It is way too intrusive. It is everywhere.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody who works in the industry Wednesday before we went up. And he said they need to get rid of props across the board, across sports. Prop bets need to go away because it's bringing in too many kids. I was talking to a teacher who said that in college, he's got kids in his classes that are just throwing parlays.
Well, and it's actually
all day.
It's funny that you mentioned the kids because the ways that some states that still, I think there's 10 or 15 that don't allow betting, how some of these companies have gotten around that is they don't allow like betting in the traditional sense per se.
It's fantasy sports.
But it's not just fantasy sports. They will take over unders of player props and then turn them just into guessing games. So like I can guess, hey, Scoot Henderson, 16.5. I mean, that's literally a prop bet, but what it's put under is another system to say, just pick the over or under on that, and then this technically isn't betting under the law, will allow you to play. So they've kind of started to sneak into to getting other kids to play. But
not good, Bob.
This is like flavored cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like that's the candy cigarettes, kind of like this. This is the, it's the way to get people in. Because props are like the thing you pull, because it's fun, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But the bigger question here is, is it a good thing that Jonte Porter was the one? Because he's nobody. It's not Shohei Ohtani.
Well, it never really is the big names that do it. Because the big names are the ones that they don't need to do that. Look at every big betting scandal that we've had in sports. It's been Arizona State basketball in the 90s. It's been Boston College basketball in the 80s. It's not usually your blue blood programs or your star players.
You don't think Barkley or Jordan ever threw money down in their own games?
I bet they did. Yeah. I bet they did.
And that's the thing is, what does the NBA
but
do?
But betting on your own, like these prop bets are...
Taking the unders is a whole level of gross.
Picking yourself to lose
yes,
is where...
nasty behavior.
Yeah.
Because if Jordan and Barkley did it, it was, I'm going to hit the over, I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it was.
Why does any professional athlete in any of these major sports have to bet during their career? Why should we not just force them to wait? They're making millions of dollars in most instances. I get the competitive edge that they need, but guys, they are part of the league that we all dream of being a part of as a kid. This is a massive privilege. How are we just not passing a rule straight across the board? You're in pro sports at any capacity, working for the team, playing for the team, coaching the team, taking tickets. You cannot bet. I don't see why that's a problem.
This is, and then the problem is that when you have, it's guys like Jonte Porter who they don't have security moving forward. He's a two-way contract guy.
Yeah, but he's got money.
And
that family has money.
But that is, they're going off of cheap, easy money. And there's, it doesn't matter what career path you go down. There's always somebody in your industry that's willing to cut those corners. They truly are. Mm. No matter what you're doing, like in the radio industry, like every couple of years, it'll pop up. There's a story of somebody manipulating the rating system, mm-hmm. right? Where like, you know, they have like these little meters that go out and like people have manipulated those. And like, of course, we get like, here's an 8-hour training that you have to do now because some moron at another company somewhere else cut the corners. And we get all these warning emails, whether it's the car industry. Hell, like you look at it with how many companies cut corners to save a buck, yeah. mm-hmm. right? Well, you have people who do this in every single industry, no matter what it is, and it ruins it for a lot of the people who are doing it the right mm-hmm. way, you know, and don't do any of those things.
The question becomes, if they do ban him for life, does that set the precedent going forward? What happens if a top 50 player gets wrapped up in this, and you've set the precedent of life? Because Calvin Ridley got a year. He didn't get life.
Yeah, but he wasn't betting on his own team, and he wasn't betting like, and that was the weirdest thing. And a lot of these teams, a lot of these, the NFL, you had it up in Detroit,
Jameson Williams,
three guys yeah. suspended because they were just placing bets within the facility, and it wasn't on the Lions. No. But you can bet. Just not on your
NFL.
Sport, your team.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing is, do they set the precedent here of if you're betting on your sport, you're done?
All right. Let's put over under. I'm going to give you plus 130 odds when sports betting, it just athletes can't do it at all.
I would say within the decade.
I think we're going to be faster than that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be faster.
Well, I mean, by 2030.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're there.
I think if you're an active professional athlete, you will not be allowed to gamble.
Yep.
If only we could do that for politicians, where they couldn't touch the stock market.
Buddy, you didn't manipulate that? Are you kidding me?
It's the same thing.
That's
100%. You have inside information. Like,
yeah.
You can control it.
You can control
the outcomes. You can manipulate it.
Yeah, 100%.
So.
100%. Well, and here's the thing about Jonte Porter, whether it's a lifetime ban from the NBA or not, this dude is facing prison.
Yeah, he violated federal statutes. So
by the way, he plays in Canada. I don't know if that makes it better or worse for
him. Where the bets were placed and whether or not it's across international boundaries. Like, there's a ton of stuff going on.
Let's get Interpol on the phone.
Unfortunately, not the first time things have been, the authorities have been involved with the Porter family.
Dope.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Oregon State has a chance to do something that only one other school in the country has done. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Look, man, the Pac-12 may be falling apart, but Oregon State is still absolutely raking in baseball, and that's not going to change. They have one of the best programs in the country, hands down. They are a dyed-in-the-wool blue blood, and they have the opportunity to perhaps crank out another number one overall draft pick. Travis Pezzana, who, Australian, not a ton of Australian baseball players that I know of. Can you name another Australian baseball player?
No.
Okay. He's on quite the streak. He's a leadoff hitter for the Beavers, and he has now hit a leadoff home run to start a game for four straight games.
Yeah, that's an incredible stat. It's something that you don't see. One, the power of a leadoff hitter, but it's also the fact that it's a credit to Travis Pezzana and the fact that he has the ability to hit for contact and to hit for power. That's why you put him at the plate, because you want him to be the guy who gets as many opportunities as anybody else on your roster. But in Major League Baseball, we haven't seen this since Brady Anderson in 1996. Mm-hmm. In Major League Baseball, he led off, I think it was three straight games in 96 when he was all roided out of his gourd. And
that was the Orioles team, right?
Yeah, and Baltimore Orioles.
That if you go back and look at that lineup, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
The 96 Orioles and the 96 Mariners lineups were so obscene.
But he has, you mentioned, to be the number one overall prospect. Look, Beavers could have the number one pick in the Major League draft two times in 5 years, with mm-hmm. Adley Rutschman being 5 years ago.
Which is insane that was 5 years ago.
Bezzana could join him as a number one overall selection. And that's crazy in and of itself, because Oregon State was pumping out guys into Major League Baseball's draft. But with baseball, it's not just college. You're going into high schools, right, where guys, the number one pick, it's just as often they're a high school kid as they are a college player. And he is trending in that direction right now. He just picked up his third Player of the Week honor in the Pac-12. And I don't know if you guys have been following, but baseball's been playing for like 4 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
The dude is absolutely on a tear. Four home runs to lead off four straight games, but it's six home runs in the last week for Oregon State. I think the craziest part about all of this is not just this streak that he has going on, but you mentioned he's from Australia. He could be the first player ever to be neither not American or from a United States territory. Carlos Correa is the only other number one overall selection not from the continental United States. He's from Puerto Rico. But you don't even need a passport to go to Puerto Rico, right? Travis Bezzana is trending towards being – there's a lot of just craziness here. First, he's a second baseman.
That's the number one, second baseman, which not normally a spot that you see skyrocketing up the draft boards, but right now, Bezzana and the presumptive number one overall pick are both second baseman.
And he can hit for power, he can hit for contact, and then the fact he's Australian, he could be truly the first international player to be selected number one overall. I went back and I looked through just to make sure that this was correct, that there's never been a player outside of the United States or Puerto Rico with Carlos Correa that has been selected number one overall. And there hasn't been. Like, that's what makes this story even more awesome, is that you have a guy from Australia who played rugby and cricket. And I don't even know what a wicketsman is, but that's what he was in cricket.
That makes sense.
In Australia, he played rugby, track, baseball, cricket, and
swinging two different kinds of bats.
That dude comes over and he goes to Oregon State University of all places, and he has just been absolutely thriving. And he was second team All-American last year. This year, he could play himself into the number one overall pick. Cleveland Guardians, by the way, have the number one overall selection. And I don't think anybody's going to bat an eye on it. If he keeps up the torrid pace that he's on to start this season, he's already got 14 home runs this year.
That's more than most second basemen get in a year regularly.
It's absolutely crazy, and it's a really cool story. It's a really fun story, and look, I was rooting for Washington State at the end to make that charge and to win the Pac-12 to go out in basketball. If Oregon State goes out in baseball, it'd be a perfect way to just kind of exclamation point on the end of the Pac-12 as we know it, with the Beavs winning in baseball. And right now, they are an absolute juggernaut. I saw Baseball America's Top 25. They're the only Pac-12 team that was ranked this year.
Mm.
And Bezzana is doing everything he can to make them a team that could be a favorite as they head into postseason play, you know, come May. And a trip to Omaha would be a perfect way to end his career and for the Pac-12 to go out with Oregon State.
I just looked it up. Oregon State has 13 first-round picks all time.
Yeah, and Adley Rutschman's the only other guy to go 1-1.
Yep, and they have a 1-4 in Nick Madrigal in 2018. Otherwise, they only have one of their top 10 and back in 2014, which is Michael Conforto, went to the Mets 1-10. But, I mean, it's pretty nuts when you look at this list, because if you go by years, other than 94 to the Expos, Mike Thurman, and Bearden High School's own, 81, Steve Lyons, I'm sorry, one other one, Scott Chrisman in 93. So you've got 10 of their 13 have been in the last 15 years.
Yep. They're
absolute. And again, those are just first rounders. When you start scrolling through here, holy shnikes, has Oregon State put out a lot of players in the majors over the last 20 years.
And Bazana's really fun to say.
A Bazana bomb?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bonanza?
Yeah. And he's an Aussie.
Yeah.
Bazana bonanza?
Tasmanian Bazana. You know, you can...
They don't like that. Because that's a different country.
Tasmania?
Yeah.
That's a different country? Yeah. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, positive.
It's a different country?
Tasmania's off the coast of Australia.
I thought it was
like a
little
teeny tiny country. No, it's a little teeny tiny country.
Yeah. I have this little piece of trivia. I didn't know this about Major League. You know, there's been one... I imagine in all sports, there's one player who was drafted number one overall twice in Major League Baseball's draft. Danny Goodwin in 1971 was the number one overall pick out of high school. He opted to go to Southern University, and he was like a three-time All-American, was drafted number one overall in 1975 as well.
And I still don't know who he is.
It was the White Sox and the Angels. Both took him number one overall.
And he obviously failed in MLB after a few years, right? Because we don't... Danny Goodwin, that's not a name I ever think of.
252 games.
So a season and a half.
707 plate appearances, and he hit 236 and 13 dingers, 81 RBI.
Go number one twice and not live up to that.
Yeah, God.
The anti-Bryce Harper.
The anti-Bryce Harper.
That's a journeyman right there.
That's crazy.
Sheesh.
That's not even a journeyman. He only played a year and a half.
That's a cup of coffee.
No, holy smokes.
Well, that's a journey. If you sit on a roster for 10 years and play 40 games a year, technically that's a journeyman, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, this next story, I have to go down this road because it's fun. I keep talking about bringing back the nastiness in baseball or basketball, bring back rivalries. I had to confirm this story with the draft analyst and scout. But coming up next, there are two picks, two projected top 10 picks. Both have been talked about as number one. One's calling the other one out for a one-on-one battle before the NBA draft. But first, here's Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update. I need to issue a correction. Tasmania is a part of Australia. Thank you to the 37 people on the text line.
It caught me by surprise because I was pretty sure about that, and you were like, no, it's not it.
I was staunchly in support of it because I did a book report on it in second grade, and it was its own independent nation until 1901, which is, again, 123 years ago. But in my head...
Only off by 123 years.
I just remember it being a country at some point in time and just stuck with it. So
that hot 1800s Tasmania knowledge.
Yeah. So my second grade book report knowledge on Tasmania was outdated.
The Bazanian devil is still in play then.
There you go. Yeah, they can go with it. All right,
there we go.
Just to throw another fun Australian fact, former Mariner Chris Snelling was Australian. And I'm not sure if he was the first one in Major League Baseball, but he was one of the first. Didn't last long. God, like... 2-year journeyman. I think he got injured, played like a day for the Phillies, but no. One of the very well and only known Australian players in MLB, Chris Snelling.
Yeah, Chris Snelling did not predate the first Australian, who was Joe Quinn.
Okay.
Making his debut for the St. Louis Maroons in April of 84. 1884.
When Tasmania was its own country.
Damn right!
And the Maroons were a Major League Baseball team, apparently.
Holy crap. The Aussies infiltrating long ago.
There's actually quite a few. There's more than I had thought when I go down this list of Australian Major League Baseball players.
Well, what ends up happening is the criminals leave the island.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Who's the most famous one on the list?
There's 33 that were born in Australia.
Is there a single name we recognize?
Yeah, we'll get one.
Get one? Maybe.
He's like, I'm desperately trying.
We'll get one.
Mm.
Oh, sure? Liam Hendricks.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. White Sox
pitcher.
Well,
yeah, no, his name's Liam. Never mind. No,
yeah,
that,
Liam.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here.
It's hard press.
Slim pickings, huh?
Liam Hendricks.
Okay. Didn't they have...
Chris Oxpring.
No.
No? You don't remember him?
I'm a baseball fiend, and I don't remember him.
But didn't they have a World Baseball Classic team?
Another Mariner for you, Ryan Roland Smith.
Why did I forget the hyphen? He is one of the most fun guys to be around.
Didn't Australia have a team in the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think anybody of note.
So did Great Britain. So I guess that's fair, too.
Yeah. So.
Who can forget the great Glenn Williams?
That's a basketball name.
I feel like what I'm learning here is there are three teams that really love them some Aussies. The Mariners, the Twins, and the Detroit Tigers.
They're the Gonzaga of Major League Baseball, where they scour the earth for, hey, maybe you could swing a bat.
Dude, that was the great part. Randy Bennett, St. Mary's, he was the first one to get into Australia and really get guys out of Australia and see Australia as a huge recruiting tool, and it hasn't stopped.
Wasn't there like a Disney movie about a scout that went to India to get a cricket player?
That sounds
the air
so
up there
familiar.
With Kevin Bacon.
It's the same. No, it's the same thing, just with baseball and cricket. There's zero difference.
No, that was a real life.
That happened.
It was a reality show in India.
Yeah,
and like if you won the reality show, like you got a chance to play
an invite to camp
in Major League Baseball, which was we're gonna just lug you around the minors for a while.
Yeah,
but you're selling that dream.
But
baby.
I mean, they're swinging bats.
Yeah,
they're
throwing the ball wickets. Like 130 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It just bounces off the ground first, which is most pitchers.
I mean, have you seen most pitchers?
Find your way.
That's how it goes. Keeping in lockstep with the international theme, we talked about the NBA draft a little bit during the show earlier, and we mentioned both these prospects. Modest Bouzelis, formerly of the G League Ignite, which is going to disappear as soon as the season is over.
Oh, no, what are we going to do without it?
And Zachary Rizochet from JL Borg in France. And Rizochet is a guy who's been listed potentially as a number one pick. He's a 6'9.5", 6'10" forward who can shoot the living hell out of the ball, shooting 45%+ from three on the season and on volume. The man can shoot. That is the thing that gets him going. Bouzelis is a 6'10", supposed to be shooter, shot really well in high school, shot like crap in the G League.
no way.
You know, it happens. But if you believe in him, that's the thing. It's like you believe in his ability to maybe take some guys off the dribble, to be a plus shooter, all of those things. Well, he did an interview back in Lithuania, and he said he wanted to challenge Zach Rizochet to a one-on-one showdown during the NBA pre-draft process. And he said, of course I want to see him one-on-one. He just doesn't want to do that with me. His agent will not do that with me, and I know he won't. It's a business decision. My advantage is that I have everything over him when he was asked about his main advantage in a head-to-head.
Oh.
Oh!
How much taller is he?
I mean, you're talking about 6'10 versus probably 6'10. Bouzelis is listed at 6'11. I saw him play live twice. I don't think he's 6'11.
I think we need to get this to happen because we want Bouzelis to win this game. So Rizochet kind of bumps his way down to Portland, right? Can we do this?
Unless you really... Look, I am out on Bouzelis and Ron Holland. I don't think they are guys that Portland should target. The Blazers have done pretty well in the draft when they've targeted guys. If they think that Bouzelis is that guy, go with God.
I want this game to happen, and I want Bouzelis to win and Rizochet to just be moving on down to wherever Portland's picking. Unless it's number one.
I like the way Bouzelis is moving here.
Yeah.
He wants the smoke.
Let's go.
Like, this isn't buddy-buddy AAU EYBL stuff. This is, nah, man, you're in my draft slot. You're costing me money. Let me show you I have more game than you.
Man. All right.
I hope he keeps this same energy in the league when they go head-to-head. Look, we've already seen with Chet and Wemby in their matchups.
Yeah.
They want to tear each other's heads off.
Sure. Give me more bad blood. I want more bad blood. Let's go.
Bring me the nasty. I want this. I've watched every second of Rizochet's tape this year in France. He plays with some attitude. He's nasty. Although he's French, I don't know if he's if his agent is the same as everybody. Buna Njai is the rep for Batum and basically every other French player. If he's his agent, I would bet pretty strongly that he doesn't want him playing Modest, because right now this is very much like not throwing at the combine. You're only hurting yourself.
Play the game.
I want to see it.
I do too.
I want to see it, but
don't they play? They play 5-on-5 at the combine.
They'll do some three on three. Now,
just Bezalis, get that ISO wave everybody to the side and say
you can opt
out
too.
It's happening now.
Also, I hope that the NBA. I would love if the NFL did this. If you're going to participate in the combine, unless you're injured, you have to participate in every event. Same thing with the NBA.
Can't pick and choose.
If you're going to participate in the combine, every event.
I think. The hard part with that, though, is the medicals that go into the day before and after the combine. Like, there's some guys who are like, dude, my body is just beat up after going through that.
They don't go through the combine.
Okay. I mean, good luck with that.
Just saying.
Yeah. I don't think you're ever going to get that.
I don't either, but I can hope. I can hope. But I like this. I like there's a little spiciness. There's a little pizzazz here.
Yeah. Bezalis versus Risachet. Two guys that most of us have never heard of.
If for nothing else, watching people try who have no idea who they are trying to say their names. Yeah. Who is Bezalis and Risacher?
Yeah, I woke up in like France or something. That's kind of what it feels like.
Rise Archer.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of Rise Archers there.
Bezalis is Bezalis?
Yeah.
Bezalis?
Bezalis.
Ooh, I can see a Bezalis in there.
You lean into one of the consonants. That's what you always do.
All right. I just need more of this.
I like boozy. Let's just go boozy. Call him boozy. If I were an announcer, I'd just like be like, yeah.
Or just booze.
That's even better.
Carlos Boozer's over here.
What's the other guy's name?
Risachet.
Reese versus Booze. You're done. I'm like, all right, you read the rest of the names if you want, but that's what I'm calling
it. That's weird, because I was going to go, it's Matt versus Zach.
That's even better.
Perfect.
So, all right, coming up, we'll get ready to hand you off to Isaac and Suk here, coming up on Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
Little T-Swift here as we wrap up this Tuesday. It is my daughter's 10th birthday today. So a very happy birthday to my daughter, Evelyn, who's a decade old now.
Don't you feel
I'm
young?
Wearing my Taylor Swift shirt. No, it's crazy because I think like P1s that have been listening for a really long time, I still have people that come up to me because the day that my wife went into labor, it would have been 10 years ago yesterday, I was producing Primetime when I got the phone call. And I get people that still come up and talk to me about that day and be like, dude, I remember when your wife went into labor while you were on the air. Now here I am, the 10-year-old daughter now. So happy birthday to sweet Evelyn. Taylor Swift, she's a big Swiftie.
Happy birthday, Ev.
Yeah. So that was one of those things that it was a wild day. And I remember the look, I was like in the ear of Isaac and Suk. I said, hey guys, like Lindsay's going into labor. And we get back, that was like right as we were coming back from break, and Isaac just started talking about it, and he goes, what are you still doing here? Like, leave.
Go. We'll figure
like,
it out.
We can get to the, because it was a 45. It was like, well, we can get to the end of the hour. We're fine. And it turned out that it was about 12 hours later.
You had time.
We had plenty of time. But Isaac was just sitting there like, leave. Yeah. Get out of here now, moron. And so here we are a decade later.
There you go.
I still don't know what I'm doing. You know, parenting. Wait, my son's been here the whole time. He just heard that. Can't let those secrets out of the bag.
Nope.
Dang it. Well, happy birthday, Ev. 10 years old. Crazy. All right. That'll do it for us on this Tuesday. Guess what we got tomorrow?
Got one more day in studio.
That's right. Our last day in studio, and it's going to be a rainy day tomorrow. Half inch rain tomorrow.
Sun will come out Thursday and Friday, which means you can join us indoors at X-Golf Tualatin Thursday and X-Golf Vancouver Friday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey!
That's what I'm talking about. All right, have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll see you Wednesday from noon to 3 right here on The Fan.
Bye!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.